From the KTOA newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Alaska Governor Bill Walker called on the legislature to take action on a long-term budget plan for the state in his annual State of the State address last night. Speaking for nearly an hour, he said lawmakers should pass next year's budget within the 90-day session set by state law.
Any system that cannot deliver a budget within 90 legislative days is broken. And anyone that can't see that or refuses to address it is complicit in that failure. Passing a budget on time is not complicated. Other states do it on time. So can we.
Walker has called for daily payments to cover legislators' expenses to be cut off and for their salaries to be withheld if lawmakers miss the budget deadline. Walker repeated his call for 1.5% tax on income from employment for 3 years. The state would use the money to pay for maintenance work on state roads and facilities throughout the state. Republican lawmakers reacted coolly to the speech by Walker, an independent. Kenai Republican Representative Gary Knopp says Walker used too much of the speech to criticize the legislature for inaction.
I don't appreciate the opportunity to take the State of the State address and chastise the legislature because we have philosophical differences on the budget and where we should go. You know, legislature is not flawless. So we do play more partisan politics than we should, but that's not the time or the place for that particular topic.
House Speaker Bryce Edgman, a Dillingham Democrat, says it was fair for Walker or anyone else to express frustration for the legislature's past failure to compromise. But Edgman says he's optimistic the House and Senate will pass a plan this year. Widespread fishing restrictions on Southeast King salmon could be decided as early as today when the Alaska Board of Fisheries reconvenes in Sitka. Board Chair John Jensen of Petersburg didn't tip his hand on how far the restrictions could be when he gabbled out Thursday.
It's a work in progress right now. I think there are several board members that are trying to develop some language to deal with the action plans, and it's just a work in progress.
This week, the board heard from commercial fishermen, charter business owners, and others concerned about the dwindling stocks of kings, or Chinook, salmon. Fish and game biologists testified that survival is poor, meaning that fish aren't returning from the open ocean. Population is at an all-time low, and stocks cannot support fishing activity traditionally seen. Fish and Game's action plans give the board a few options. They can take no action, order unprecedented closures across Southeast fishing districts, or something in between. That middle ground is favored by most fishermen. Sitka-based fisherman Tad Fukioka appealed to the board against blanket closures.
This 3 to 4 month regional closure that's contemplated in the action plans are very blunt tools. As an alternative, we can use a surgical approach that will allow us to catch the non-stock of concern kings when their value is highest in the winter and spring.
The board could delay action as late as next week when its 13-day meeting wraps up on Tuesday. An SUV crashed downtown Thursday night, and the passenger and driver were taken to the hospital. Happened at about 11:30 p.m. when Juneau police were called to the scene. Quick look at weather. Rest of the day, cloudy, patchy fog, drizzle, isolated rain and snow showers, highs in the mid-30s.